It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Let's welcome in another guest from inside Gillette Stadium on the call today on CBS. It's Jim Nantz joining us on Patriots Preview. Jim, great to talk to you again. Thanks for the time.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I love getting to these stadiums early, particularly when it's with so much on the line like it is today and watching the stadium come to life. I'm excited, man. I can barely sleep. So we're getting close to what should be a tremendous game.
Jim, do you put any stock in the weather and the travel and sort of those side things for the Chargers coming in today?
I put almost zero on it, particularly the weather. I think that it's not that bad. Now, it's easy for me to say that. We've got heaters in the booth. But I was down on the field about an hour ago walking around. And look, this is not 5 degrees. It's in the 20s. It's sunny. It's not windy. It's fine. Tell you what, sounds like it's going to be borderline unbearable is next week, whichever team goes to Kansas City at night, and it's going to be a long-range forecast in the teens, and maybe a snowstorm the day before. Who knows? A lot could change. But that sounds, and I know when I've been in Kansas City before and it's cold, it's really raw. This is just fine. I don't see that as being a factor. The travel thing, though, maybe a little bit. They're pretty adjusted to that. This is a team that definitely enjoys going into hostile environments. The home situation for them, we all know what a mess that's been, and it doesn't feel like any advantage at all. So they gave them Monday and Tuesday off after they got back from Baltimore. Take Phillip Rivers. He got home at 12:30 California time on Sunday night after the team flew into L.A. You know, he drove down 70 miles to his home. He still lives in the San Diego area and commutes every day, but he did not even come back up again until Wednesday. And then Wednesday, they hit it hard. You know, Wednesday and Thursday, they had two full days of practice, and they got here on Friday. They're fine. I don't think that's a factor. I really don't. Just talking it through.
Jim, in talking with the Chargers, did you get a sense of how they plan to attack the Patriots and maybe what they see as some of the vulnerabilities in a year where at times the Patriots have looked maybe more vulnerable than we're used to?
Well, we all get a whole heavy dose of kind of the coach speak and the public comment that doesn't upset anybody. And when you, this is always true when you visit with the opponent of the Patriots, there's so much admiration and respect for what they've done there. And there's also the fear of what's going to be the new wrinkle they're going to throw at you. You know, they spend all week, the coaches do, trying to think, okay, if you're Josh McDaniels and you're Coach Flores and you know this whole defensive, what are they going to try to throw at us? You know they're going to give us something we haven't seen before. So, no, I don't really have any great insight to that. I had this team last week in that wild card game down at Baltimore, and they did come up with a plan there, as you no doubt saw. It was the first time anybody kind of figured out what the Ravens were doing schematically, both offensively and defensively. So I do know they felt pretty good about the game they had here last year, the game the Patriots won. They hung with them. And I know there's some things they would have liked to have had back in that game, but I don't know if that means going to come out with the same approach. But they felt like that was a positive for them to build off of, is that basically the entire team played here last year, and it was competitive, and they think they're even better a year later.
Well, the Chargers, Anthony Lynn's Chargers, have done a lot more winning than losing since that point when they lost here at New England early last season. When you talk with Anthony Lynn, he is someone that has said he learned the game of football from Bill Parcells. Do you sort of get the same sense from him as you do from other guys that have been in the Parcells coaching tree, whether it be Bill Belichick or Sean Payton or any of those guys?
That's a good one. I do. And, you know, Payton's a little bit different. Sean's different. He's much more outgoing, and he definitely is happy to stand at a lectern 5 days a week and really talk about his team and not try to just move on. But a lot from the Parcells tree, if you will, are much closer to the vest. Anthony Lynn, and this, as you said, their record since like week 11 last year is 19-5. It's the best record in football since week 11 of 2017. It's interesting. Philip Rivers, talking about his coach, said, you know, he doesn't talk to us that often. And he said, here he is in his 15th year. He says, I like that. The message, when he does speak, it's going to stick. It's going to be meaningful. It doesn't just, you don't like lose your juice by constantly addressing the team. He said he's, what's the word he used? He's consistent. He's steady. Those are the words he said. He's steady. And we might go pretty much all week. We don't even hear from him. He's not a big, you know, right before you leave the locker room to take the field, giving you some sort of inspirational message. He's about preparation. He's about expecting the coaches at each position group and his coordinators to do most of the direct hand-to-hand teaching with his players. But they like him. They like him, and it's a different approach. He's a man of few words, but he's winning. It's interesting. You know, here he is, year two, his second playoff game as a head coach, going against a guy today, the greatest ever in my mind, who's coaching in his 40th postseason game. 40-2 when you match it up. But that's not Anthony Lynn's part. Maybe one day he'll have a whole bunch of games to be able to say he coached in the postseason. I'll bet he will. But you take 40 games, that number, that's 2.5 seasons of being in the postseason. 16-16-8. 40 games. I mean, think about how many guys just their whole career want to get in the playoffs, want to play in the playoffs. Jason McCourty today is playing in his first playoff game. This is Bill's 2.5 seasons worth of coaching in the postseason. It's astounding.
But Anthony Lynn, smart coach, and that edge for Bill Belichick may not be as great today as it's been in some of his previous playoff matchups.
Well, you know, I think the fact that the guy started 0-4 and didn't lose his team, in fact, was building his team, never panicked, and a reflection, too, of how his limited words to the team, though, has been meaningful, is look at where they've won last week in Baltimore. That's a sneaky, good, hostile environment. By the way, Gillette's on the very short list, as we all know. This is one of the great home field advantages. The record proves it, but forget even records. Just in terms of, like, atmosphere, I mean, this is on that very, very short list. Baltimore never gets a lot of attention about its home crowd. It's a good one. I'm not saying it's Gillette at all, but it's a really sneaky good one. And this team, the Chargers, won at Baltimore. They won at Seattle. You know how hard it is to win at Seattle, no matter what their record is, and they were a playoff team this year. They won at Pittsburgh when Pittsburgh was 7-3-1 and looked like a team that could, you know, make a little Super Bowl run for all we knew. They won this year at Kansas City. Now, Arrowhead's, again, on that very short list that I talked about with Gillette. They won there. Had the week 17, they won there, but even though this was not a great Denver team. But, you know, it goes on and on. They've won all these games in hostile environments, being the road team, and unfazed by it. So it's a great matchup. When you got a 15-game home win streak, which it seems like I've been here for all these years, they've had those great long home win streaks, against a team that's done nothing but win outside of Los Angeles.
Jim, appreciate the time. Pass along to Tony Romo to keep his window open today. Enjoy the weather.
He is so fired up, and I'm having just the best time watching these games with Tony alongside. Thanks, guys, for having me. Good luck to all the Patriot faithful. It's been a strange year, guys, in a lot of ways. This is my only second game this year at Gillette. We did week one here, and then we had the Patriots on the road a couple times. But I'm used to spending 4 or 5 weekends every football season at least up this way in the fall, pretty much, other than September the 9th, I think it was. Hadn't been here since September, so looking forward to the game. Thank you very much.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose, Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.